David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 249. Eaglebot. Phase 1. Today I have been working on the final part of the Young'uns in the Mix, which I shall release on the Young'uns podcast and David Eagle's Pick and Mix in the next couple of weeks. Thanks to one of YouTube's recommended videos last night, I came across a tutorial that gave tips for removing unwanted noise from recordings. This video surfaced at an opportune time because it may come in handy for the bit of the Young'uns in the Mix that I'm currently working on. I am taking samples from a variety of old radio recordings and records, and there is quite a lot of crackle and hiss on the various samples. But I've been able to strip a lot of that extraneous noise away thanks to this tutorial video. Basically, you play the program a sample of the noise that you want to remove, it then analyzes it and removes that specific noise from the recording. However, even more beneficial and exciting than removing unwanted noise from old recordings is the notion that theoretically I can now use this tool on the Young'uns podcast to automatically remove Michael Hughes and his various inane comments. This will save me a hell of a lot of editing time. It will also come in useful when I release Now That's What I Call David Eagle, Volume 1, which is the much-anticipated compilation album of songs made by me between the ages of 7 and 10. I will now be able to use this noise removal tool to delete all the tape hiss in order to create remastered versions of the songs. This is very exciting, as imagine how incredible it will be to hear Daniel wet himself today in crystal clear sound. There was also a video that auto-played on YouTube as I began to fall asleep about a tool that creates stereo or surround soundtracks from mono files using some kind of clever audio trickery. So I'll be able to release a special enhanced version of Now That's What I Call David Eagle Volume 1, meaning that you can listen to Daniel wet himself today in 7.1 surround sound. This will be especially useful for when a big budget film company wants to turn my life story into a blockbuster movie. They'll be able to incorporate my childhood recordings into the film in immersive 3D audio. Also, when I was a child, I recorded everything, meaning that I have so many cassette tapes of me talking. This means that I probably won't need to have a voice actor playing the part of my 7-year-old self, because they could just cobble together my dialogue using samples of my actual 7-year-old voice. I suppose this is also a benefit of recording so many dollops and podcasts. If I ever had a tragic accident or had a condition that meant I was unable to speak and had to communicate using a device like Stephen Hawking, I could probably still speak with my old voice, rather than having to use the Stephen Hawking-style voice. I've recorded so many hours of me talking that I most likely have a recording of me saying nearly every word in the dictionary, or at least every word that I'd conceivably ever need to use. I could put all these words into a machine, and thus, despite not being able to use my mouth, I could still speak with my actual voice. Granted, it would take a rather long time to go through every single word that I've ever spoken and then put it into a computer, but I'm paralysed, for goodness sake, so I'd have plenty of time on my hands. Plus, nowadays, I could probably get people to help me over the internet. All they'd need to do is download the speech program, sift through all my dollops and podcasts, and add the words to the program's database. I'm sure I have many dollop listeners who'd be happy to help with such a project. Once all the possible words have been added to the database, we can then roll out Eaglebot Phase 2. Let's just say there happens to be a word that I want to use, but I don't seem to have a recording of me saying it. Then my team of helpers can start taking syllables from other words and editing them together to form the missing word. So, for instance, let's say that there is no recording of me saying the word infrastructure, but there is a recording of me saying the word infrared and the word structure. We can take the infra from infrared and place it before the word structure to create the word infrastructure. Obviously, there will now be lots of instances of me saying the word infrastructure, because I'll have said the word quite a few times when I come to recording the audio version of this dollop, unless, of course, something terrible happens to me overnight before I get a chance to make the recording. But I am confident that regardless, I will still have enough words recorded to make the word infrastructure, so I'm not overly concerned. I suppose there is also commercial viability in this project, as people will be able to download my voice onto their computers, tablets, phones and sat-navs, and have my voice reading their text messages and emails and giving them directions. Maybe I'll set up a Kickstarter campaign to get this off the ground. Get in touch if you're a programmer who fancies helping out.